Wounded for Our Transgressions, September 29. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. God has a controversy with the inhabitants of this world. Satan has come to them disguised as an angel of light, and under his direction the majority of Christians bow at idolatrous shrines and worship an unknown God. The human family broke the law of God and defied his will. This law reveals to the world the attributes of God's character, and not a jot or tittle of it could be changed to meet humankind in its fallen condition. But God gave men and women unmistakable evidence that he loved them, and that justice is the foundation of his throne and the evidence of his love. He carried out the penalty of transgression, but let it fall upon a substitute, even his only begotten Son. God could not abolish his law to save the human race, for this would immortalize transgression and place the whole world under Satan's control. But he so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In this wonderful gift is shown the depth of God's goodness. He so loved sinful people that he gave himself and his Son, that they might have another opportunity, another trial, another chance to show their obedience. He so loved men and women that in order to save them he gave his Son to the world, and in that gift he gave all heaven. This was the only provision God could make. By this gift a way was provided for sinners to return to their loyalty. God is calling upon all to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Christ lifts the guilt of sin from the sinner, standing himself under the condemnation of the lawgiver. He came to this world to live the law in humanity, that Satan's charge that human beings cannot keep the law of God might be demonstrated as false. He kept the law in humanity, and when he was accused falsely by the Pharisees, he turned to them, asking with a voice of authority and power, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" He came to reveal to the heavenly universe, to the worlds unfallen, and to sinful people, that every provision had been made by God in behalf of humanity, and that through the imputed righteousness of Christ all who receive him by faith can show their loyalty by keeping the law. As repenting sinners lay hold of Christ as their personal Savior, they are made partakers of the divine nature.